Today is the 13th of May, 2012, and this is the morning service of the Weatherby House Church. And there are a lot of churches that are aligned with the World Council of Churches and the National Council of Churches and the Roman Catholic Church and the Masonic Lodge and the Rockefellers and the New Age movement, and it's forming an alliance of world proportions of religion, which we know that is the ultimate prophecy, that there's going to be a one world government that's going to embrace a religious leader, the Antichrist and beast, and it's going to be allowed to rise. It's going to persecute the true believers in Christ. Do we have a selection? Psalm 40F, taken from the 40th Psalm. I hid not in my heart your truth and saving help, your faithfulness I preached in the assembly grave. You'll not withhold from me your tender mercies, Lord, and your unfailing love will ever keep me safe. Misfortunes beyond count have taken hold of me, my sins closing on me so that I cannot see. In greater sum are they than hairs upon my head. So my heart fails in me, my courage fades away. Come to my rescue, Lord, O Lord, make haste to help. Let all who see my life be shamed and be confused. Let them fall back in shame who want to see my hurt. Let them be dumb who jeer, aha, aha, to me. Let all men who seek you be glad and in you joy. Through your salvation love, say glory to the Lord. Though I am weak and poor, the Lord take thought of me. My help, my Savior, come. Oh God, do not Number 175. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before Thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of comfort near to the heart of God, a place where we our Savior meet, near to the heart of God. There is a place of full release near to the heart of God, a place where all is joy and peace, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before Thee, dear to the heart of God.
Page 360.
Shed not a tear or your friend heard me bar. When I am gone, when I am gone, smile when the slow tolling bell you shall hear. When I am gone, weep not for me as you stand round my grave. Think who has died his beloved to save. Think of the crown all the ransom shall wear. When I am gone, shed not a tear as you all kneel and pray. When I am gone, sing a sweet song with my grave you shall see. When I am gone, sing to the Lamb who on earth once was slain. Sing to the Lamb who in heaven doth reign. Sing till the earth shall be filled with his name. When I am gone, plant you a rose that shall bloom o'er my grave. When I am gone, sing a sweet song such as angels may have. When I am gone, praise ye the Lord that I'm free from all care. Praise ye the Lord that my joys you shall share. Look up on high and believe that I'm there. When I am gone.
Psalm 116a, taken from the 116th Psalm.
I know the Lord, because he heard my supplicating plea. While I live, will call on him, who bowed his ear to me. The cords of death on every side encompass me around. The sorrows of the reticle I grieve and trouble found. Then call I on Jehovah's name, and unto him did say, deliver thou my soul, O Lord, I do thee humbly pray. The Lord is gracious and is just, our God will mercy show. The Lord preserves the meek in heart, he saved me when brought low. O thou, my soul, do thou return to thine own quiet rest. Because the Lord has dealt in grace, his bounty has thee blessed. Thou hast released my soul from death, my eyes from tears kept free. From falling thou hast saved my feet, I live and walk with thee.
Well, let's conclude this with 208. 208. And we'll go to the other part of our service.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need in thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
So
sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Pardon poor sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine within thousand beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have need in thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Dear Lord, we pray that you would be with us this day. We pray that you would grant to us your peace and your comfort and the knowing the fact that you are faithful and have been throughout our lives. And we pray that you would continue to show us your marvelous grace. We ask this in Christ's name and for your glory. Amen. Well, today we thought about these systems that seem to have been used by God to fulfill his purposes. God uses evil systems to fulfill his own purposes, just like he did with Pharaoh when he raised Pharaoh up, hardened his heart. Of course, the Arminians will tell you that he hardened his own heart. He did harden his own heart after God hardened his heart, and they won't ever tell you anything about that, will they? But yet, God has hardened the hearts of lots of these groups that I mentioned earlier. The Roman Catholic Church has been present for how many years? Hundreds of years. Persecuted the true bride of Christ. And, of course, you have so many splinter groups out there. You know, if you think about it, you have the World Council of Churches, which is a vast, vast, vast organization encompassing hundreds of churches. The National Council of Churches, we know that Rockefeller has supported many, many churches with his money to gain control over the seminaries and over what is being taught. You might want to do sometime, if you get any time, a history of the Dead Sea Scrolls, find out what was really behind all of that. All of these new versions that are coming forth are, again, a result of God allowing evil people to rise. And you might also want to do a history of where the Revised Standard Version sprang from. Who was in charge of that? I'm not going to get into all of that today, but we know that Billy Graham was funded by the media newspaper guy. In fact, a lot of people don't know it, but Rockefeller gave Billy Graham a $75,000 gift way back there when he first started. Cash gift. And we know that these churches, including one of the main churches, is the United Presbyterian Church and the Presbyterian Church of the United States. They're very involved in ecumenical movements. And you'd think that a church that believes in God's election, they say, predestination, would not be so involved in ecumenical activities. And of course, like I said earlier, you have now all these movements coming together, and of course you have those other groups that don't claim to be Christian, like the Satanists, the Druids, and many of these other faiths, the Baha'i faith, and the Muslim faith, and the Hindu faith, and Buddhism, and but yet, if you look at their core philosophies, a lot of these other religions, they are not that much different. In fact, the New Age religion is encompassing Hinduism and Buddhism. And if you don't believe me, just take a little journey. I'm not recommending that you participate, but if you want to do a research project, go down to the Unity on the Plaza in Kansas City and go into their little library and look at the books they have and see if they don't have some books on Zen Buddhism and Hinduism and all kinds of things, Confucianism, and of course when you start talking about meditation and transcendentalism and channeling and all of this, they all overlap, and that's why the New Age movement has become so, so huge, with one of their major instigators or propagators has been Oprah Winfrey. But we see now Oprah Winfrey is losing millions of dollars in her Oprah Winfrey network, just like Shuler. So God raises these people up and then brings them down, doesn't he? He has the power to do that. But don't discount the fact that God's word will come into fruition. A lot of people don't want to believe it. A lot of people want to set it aside and think that, you know, I was talking to someone recently about last times and so on. It was almost like when I was talking to this person, and I don't even remember who it was right now, but this person had gave me the attitude that they really didn't believe that we were going to be going through the Great Tribulation, or that the Christians finally, in that final day, were going to go through the Great Tribulation. We know the word rapture is not in the Bible, and this whole rapture theory propagated by the Left Behind series and many, many others has been an amalgamation to the Orthodox teachings in the Bible. And if you read the book through the book of Revelation, you'll find that there is a great emphasis on the fact that the Christians went through this great tribulation that's never been since the history of man, and washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. They came out of this great tribulation. Now, I had an interesting experience this week. As many of you know, we have rental property, and we have a rule that we only take cash. And the reason I'm telling you this is to warn everybody here about a very evil corporation, and it's a Walmart corporation. I was issued a money order through their alliance company, MoneyGram, and Walmart demanded that I provide my Social Security number before they would pay for their own money order. And I even talked to the manager of the Walmart here in Cameron, Missouri, and he indicated to me, if you don't want to be a part of the system, we will not honor this money order. In other words, if you don't want to enter your Social Security number in our system, we will not pay the money order. And I took the gentleman with me that issued the money order, and they wouldn't even give him his money back. Now, why am I bringing this up? Well, a lot of people say, oh, Larry's into this newspaper eschatology. Look, the the Bible says there's going to come a time when you will not either be able to buy or sell, save you have the mark or the number. Now, I was not going to get my money if I didn't put in the number, folks. They didn't care whether they paid. They didn't care if they stole. We're living in a day of thievery. And the reason I'm bringing this up, we're going to see more and more corruption. And the larger corporations are the ones that are the most corrupt. The corporations like Walmart and the utility companies. That's another area. The utility companies now are stealing, literally stealing from people with these charges for reconnection fees and installation fees. And propane companies are stealing propane tanks by instigating false leases. And it's amazing what our society has come to. You cannot hardly go into any retail store anymore without being overcharged. And you better go in, especially if you're buying or purchasing a major item, you better make sure what the price is, because you will get overcharged for it. There's one local lumber yard here in this area that the last three or four times I've gone in, they've tried to overcharge me every time, and I've had to call them to it, and they've had to go back and validate the fact that they were overcharging me. And, you know, it's the same with hardware. Why? You say, why are you bringing all this up? It's corruption at the highest levels. You know, if a store can overcharge you a dollar on an item, and they do that with every person, most people don't even look at their sales slip. That's their profits for the month. And I'm just kind of talking right now because I wanted to point out that we are living in perilous times. And I believe we're living in the last days, evidenced by the fact that our own president this week, this very week, came out in favor of what is an oxymoron, gay marriage. There's no such thing as gay marriage. And I've done a message on that. If you want to look on Sermon Audio, that's the title. There's no such thing as gay marriage. Marriage was ordained by God as a man and a woman. One man and one woman. Not Adam and Eve. Not Adam and Steve. And so, you know, when you have the president, the leader of the country, coming out in support of it, then you know that we're living in the last days. And you know what? I was talking to my dad yesterday, and I said, you know, no nation has been able to survive once they've gone down that road of perversion. Because they're coming against the judgment, the very law of God, and God calls it an abomination. That's why I call Obama's administration Obamination. It's an abomination. It's an abomination to God Himself. Now, I'm not a supporter of Romney. I'm not a supporter of the Mormon religion, okay, who worships the light bearer and tries to use the word liberty, like a lot of other people, like ACLJ and the Masonic Lodge. Do you realize that Masonic Lodge symbols are very much a part of the Mormon religion? In fact, that's one of the reasons why Joseph Smith was killed, was because the Mormons were very, very upset with him over using their symbols and their symbology. But can you see how that God has raised all of these different groups up? We have to be, when we're going through the fires of testing, like we said last week, when we're going through these things, we have to realize that God is in control, and He's testing us during this time to see our resolve and see He knows whether the foundation of God stands assured. He knows who are His. And I think it's going to become more and more difficult as time goes on for us to sidestep the waves of persecution that's going to come upon the church. The evil systems, it's amazing how people will give other people a free pass, so to speak. Recently, a family member became a psychiatrist, and I was telling my mother and father about it. They said, well, that's really an accomplishment. He must have really had to study hard to do that. Well, we know that there are certain, with Mark's situation, my son, he has to be on medication or he would not be able to function. But for all intents and purposes, psychiatry is a very evil system. You know, because it's immersed in a lot of evil philosophies, just like psychology and Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung and all of that. Anyway, God has allowed these things to... I want to just focus in on one verse here in Ephesians, the first chapter of Ephesians, 21st verse. I want to just focus in on that verse. It says, speaking of Christ, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. When we see all of these evil systems raising their ugly heads and joining each other's hands, so to speak, giving each other the Masonic handshake, so to speak, realize that Christ is above all principality and power and might and dominion. He's over the kingdoms of this world. He's over Barack Obama. He's over Prince Edward. He's over Prince Charles. You know, he's over all the European government. He's over everything. He's over every power. He's over every principality. He's over every might and every dominion, every name. His name not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Now, I know that a lot of people spend a lot of time looking at the history of the United States, talking about our founding fathers. We've talked about this before. And I believe that our founding fathers were, for the most part, very evil people in their alliance with these false philosophies and so on. But we also know that the United States and its rise to power was ordained by God, or it would not have happened. Do you believe that? Do you believe that the United States' rise to power was ordained by God? Yes, I do believe it. Just like the rise of Rome, and Rome fell, and the rise of Greece, and Greece fell. And we look at the Babylonian Empire, and you can see that the same thing happened there. Now, I want to look at a passage in Daniel real quickly here, if I can find it. The 9th chapter of Daniel. Now, we know that Daniel had gone through an awful lot. He taken as a slave, and along with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they were in an evil government, yet God used these men to show his power. And we know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and the fiery furnace and Daniel in the lion's den. We know how that Daniel foretold the dreams of Nebuchadnezzar and also Belshazzar, and in the way that God used Daniel to show forth his might and his power. But now we're going to look in the 9th chapter here, and it says here in the 2nd verse, in the first year of the reign of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession, said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and thy judgments. And he goes on and says, neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces as at this day, to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel that are near, that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of faces, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against them. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God, to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words which he spake against us, and against our judges that judge us, by bringing upon us a great evil, for under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem. As is written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon me, yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. Therefore hath the Lord washed upon the evil and brought it upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice. And now, O Lord our God, that hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and has gotten thee renowned, as at this day we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline thine ear and hear, upon open thine eyes and behold our desolations in the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercies. O Lord, hear, O Lord, forgive, O Lord, hearken, and do defer not, for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. Well, we see the thing that I wanted to point out in here is what was the response to God, to Daniel's prayer. What was God's response to Daniel's prayer? Well, it says in the next verse that while he was yet speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of his people in Israel, supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yet while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. So this tells us that God hears our prayers. God, while Daniel was praying that prayer, Gabriel came and he says, at the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth. At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth. God immediately came forth. And I am through this angel. Now, what did Gabriel tell Daniel? Well, he said in the 22nd verse, he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. So, even when we sin and we find ourselves departing from God's holy commandment, Satan would try to use us that to bring us down and to think that there is no recourse. But yet we know that when we seek God for his mercy and compassion and long suffering, that he will deliver us like he did Daniel here. And he will give us wisdom, skill, and understanding in what we do. And now, this gave Daniel a consolation to know that his God was still in the prayer answering business. That he had. Now, we know in another place about the Prince of Persia and how that there are mighty dominions of angels, kingdoms of angels in the realms of God's kingdom, and also there are mighty adversaries to God's kingdom. Lucifer's got his own kingdom. He's the prince of the power of this earth. You look back in the 12th chapter of Daniel, it says, speaking of the last days, that time shall Michael stand upon the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Here it says in Daniel the same thing that it says in the third chapter of Revelation, the 13th chapter of Revelation, regarding those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and it's talking about the end of the days. And Michael's telling Daniel that, well, speaking of, it's being revealed to Daniel that Michael, the great prince, standeth for the children of thy people. And it talks about the great tribulation there. There will be a time, says, of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. It says that also refers to that in the 24th chapter of Matthew, the 21st verse. And so anyway, I wanted to just point out that when we see all of these evil systems arise, And it gets very, very testing and trying. And pretty soon it's going to get to the point where, with technology, where you're going to be pretty much controlled by a number. And eventually, I believe that number is going to be tied to either a rejection of Jesus Christ or
a denial of the number.
I believe that's what Revelation conveys.
A lot of people say, oh, it isn't an actual number, and they try to say it's all symbolism. How can you be so blind with technology and the evil systems that are in alignment? Why do the Rockefellers come out blatantly, who are absolute Luciferians in their doctrine and their wanting to get everyone chipped? Why would they want to do that? Do we have a selection?
158.
And then I think Rosette had one too. Okay, 158.
God's love has meant so much to me. I want to praise His holy name. His grace and truth has set me free. This blessed truth I would proclaim. He is my hope, my strength and guide. His Spirit does my soul inspire. For me He bled and groaned and died. Christ is the Savior I desire. This Savior is our living bread, our wisdom and our righteousness. We eat His flesh, we drink His blood. He is the source of all our bliss. He feeds my soul on things above and warms me with His sacred fire. I want to feel His grace and love. Christ is the portion I desire. He is my Son to give me light. In Him my spirit shall be blessed. His grace will bring supreme delight and give to me eternal rest. Without His mercies I would fall, so for His way I should inquire. I find in Him my all in all. Christ is the treasure I desire.
Okay, Rosette wants to conclude with 232. And one of these days Babylon is going to fall. Mark, do you want to dismiss us in prayer before we sing this?
Dear Lord, we know that You have everything of Your sovereign will and control. We praise Your name, amen.
Amen. Hail the day so long expected. Hail the year of full release. Zion's walls are now erected, and her watchmen publish peace. Through our Shiloh's wide dominion, hear the trumpet loudly roar. Babylon is fallen, is fallen, is fallen. Babylon is fallen to rise no more. All her virgins stand with wonder. What is this that comes to pass? Mourning like a distant thunder, crying, oh, alas, alas. Swell the sound, ye kings and nobles, priests and people, rich and poor. Babylon is fallen, is fallen, is fallen. Babylon is fallen to rise no more. Blow the trumpet in Mount Zion. Christ shall come the second time, ruling with a rod of iron, all who now as foes combine. Babel's garments we rejected, and our fellowship is o'er. Babylon is fallen, is fallen, is fallen. Babylon is fallen to rise.
Christ no more.